Okay, so I'll have shiur for an hour now, and 12:40 mincha. And the minhag is to daven mincha until they change the clocks. Until they change the clocks, and then we can't daven mincha in shiur. We daven mincha later. I asked my wife, when are we changing the clocks? She told me Purim, mitten Purim. They're changing the clock. What's that? Motzai Shabbos of Purim. When now did we do that before? To change the clock in Purim. What? What? For what? Okay. So we'll have we'll say. Don't worry. It'll be good. Okay, but talking about Purim, we should start talking about Purim. Purim is always a special time here. We have Shabbos Zocher and Yeshiva, because especially it's Purim is Motzai Shabbos. So the minhag is that we have Shalosh Shudos here, our own Shalosh Shudos here in the Beis Medrash, and a special packet, of course, and the Shalosh Shudos. And then we have Maariv, we have our own Megillah Leini. And hopefully we're going to try to get Rabbi Rothberger to stay for. And it was very. Now let's talk about the history of Shabbos Zocher. Was it Michael Friedman? Had the baby? Was that
2 years ago?
I had a baby 2 years ago. Right, I'm poor. But what about you? Last year. You walked in. And then Rabbi Teleki walked in from the west side. So this is very exciting. So please can't stay for Parsha Zocher. It means you stay other Shabbos also, but Shabbos Zocher, especially when Purim falls out on Motzai Shabbos. So we have our own Kriyas Megillah together, and our own Shalosh Shudos together, and you can probably come to my house for Friday night or whatever. You know, so I'm just putting it in your mindset now, right, Ferrari? Putting it in your mindset now. Okay. Good. Okay. So we know there's a famous Ramah from the Marik on page 2. He says, "Heim imaav mocha lisa eze isha sheyachavot bo haben ein tzarech lishmo el haav." That if the father, he's against your shirach. I've dealt with this situation. I told Rabbi Mazrik before, someone once took me to a Din Torah on this. You know, I was for a particular shidduch and for a Talmud, and the father was against my opinion. And Baruch Hashem, he married me. I don't know if it's. I'd have to think about it. But so, what's the vort? The Marik. This is from the Marik, and the Chazon Ish explains because even though perhaps a person's supposed to listen to his parents, not to give Gorim Tsar. In other words, some hold, like Rav Shachter points out, that kibud is dafka machil mashke, servicing them. But the question we talked about, we're just listening to them, is that also part of it? So it could be that's also part of it. But the Chazon Ish says that certain things, in other words, a father has a right to say, you know, I have a friend coming in from the West Coast, you know, go take him, you know, spend some time with him, show him the sights. Show him the sights. So okay, so he has a right to say that. You should do it. Show him the sights. Make your father happy. Right? But certain things, the father doesn't have a right to ask. Right? Say, in other words, it will be very. He's going out with this girl, but the father really would want him to go out with another girl, right? And he wants to marry this girl. The father would be happy if he married another girl, but he wants to marry this girl. So, and the father would be very happy if he would marry this other girl. But he doesn't want to marry the other girl. He wants to marry. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. The father has to mevatel daito to the son. In other words, you're supposed to listen to your parents. We've learned the Pashtus is even on things that are not machil u'mashke. Because you have to give nachas ruach to your parents. But if they're saying something that they overstep the boundaries, then, you know, you don't have to listen. Now, you might have to ask a shaila if what's called overstepping the boundaries, because, you know, that's a psak din to know. So the Chazon Ish says that's the pshat, the marik. Right, so that's what we're here to learn. So that's how the Chazon Ish explains the marik. That if you, if the father is requesting something, and it's not reasonable. In other words, that's not called reasonable. So if you want to marry this girl, and she's a Jewish girl, and halachically you're allowed to marry her, so even though he thinks this other girl is better, he likes her, whatever, for whatever reason the father has, he doesn't have a right to do that to his child. Unless, like we're going to see, some point out, like there could be some thing that, like Shep has pointed out, I think, that it's the bizayon. Now, you know, bizayon, I have to define what's called a bizayon. In other words, say, you know, a person's a little bit more modern, that's not a, you know, even though, well, whatever, you know. What's called the bizayon. So we'll see. So that's what we're going to talk about. There's an isser, our first page here. Oro makle aviv imo v'omar kala am ame. So Rashi says makle aviv mezalzel loshon v'nikla achicha. You mezalzel and your parents. There's one thing is not to give, you know, you didn't give covet, you didn't get them the. But the other thing is, you actively were mezalzel in them. You actively mistreated them, and you didn't act properly. So that's and that's what the Shulter says on page 4 in the bottom. Don't go to page 5. Because the father can be mochel on his cover. He says, you don't have to service me. You don't have to get me dinner. You don't have to whatever. But if the kid is makalal his father, he curses him, or he's, so then the father doesn't have, he can't be mochel that, because that's a bizoya. That's a bizoya. And there's a Tshuvas Rivash here on page 6. Let's look at the Tshuvas Rivash. The older Isi b'shem harayvit zal she'ein biyad harav limchol. In other words, certain things, in other words, a rebbe can be mochel on his kavod, but certain things he can't be mochel. Avol pi she'omru perakam de'kedushin harav shemochel akvodo kvodo mochel the Torah dilehi d'chsiv es haroso yege yomom v'layla hayni midi d'leis bei bizayon. That's if there's no bizayon. Whereas to stand up for your Rebbe. There's a Rebbe, if you mavazir the Rebbe, he doesn't have to be mochel. He shouldn't be mochel. Adraba Oshalo Limchol. Shatora Misbazes Bakach. Right? For Domi Lamay Damrina Avsha Mochol Kvoda Mochol, the Legla Mamashiav Yochol Limchol, Leben Lomalo, Divechirufim Gidufim. So, same thing. You have to be Mechabit your father, but, and he can be Mochol on his cover, but he can't be Mochol if you curse him. You know? Or your Rebbe. Fahimid Amrina Perak Mez the Yuma, the Tamachachim Sarach Shay Nokim and Nokir Kenochash. There's a Talmud Chacham has to have certain dignity, and you can't be mazeh. Right, so the Talmud Chacham can't be mochel unless the fellow is mevakish mimenu mechila. In other words, just stam to be mochel. But unless the person who is mevazeh him then ask mechila, then he could be mochel. So that's the yisod here. That both these acts, the kavod rabo and kavod aviv, is a din of kavod, but kavod means kavod, and bizayon is not, and he can't just say I'm being bimochel. You could be vazim, I'll be mochel. Yeah.
There's a distinction between usher and it works. Let's assume that it's usher, that we would be mochel. That might, if that say it doesn't work.
It's not right to be mochel.
He's mixing and matching two different forms.
Right. It's not right for him to be mochel.
But that doesn't mean that.
But if the person comes, the Talmud or the son comes to his father after he was mevazeh him, and sincerely asks mechila, then he could be mochel. But he shouldn't just be mochel because.
If he mochels beforehand, what would
it's not right. In other words, then he's not
right because
he's not giving the Torah proper respect to Talmud Chacham to just.
Is there a halos? That's the question.
Yeah. Is it? He wants to know. Pashas is like the Rav Harari saying, "Eino yochol," and it doesn't work.
Like
why
that's also to marry a mamzer, but it doesn't work. Same, meaning that sort. Of, it's not. We see. It's not true.
Right. Yeah. I think like Rav Harari here. What can I tell you? Let's look now in the Netziv, in the makeshift davar on page 8. Okay?
Nira d'hadi isa b'yordei v'chinim av mocha b'ben lisa isa isha shiach motzpo. Ain't a tzarech haben l'shmo al ha'av. Ze ain't a lo ba'ofet she'ev isha shechovit be'bizoy v'tzal ha'av. Al v'sheyesh bizoyen osur l'isa'ena.
So the Netziv says that if it's a bizoyen, now you have to define this. In other words, you know, every parent has, I don't know every parent, but a lot of parents have in mind who they think their son or daughter should marry. So they have this picture in their head. So sometimes the son and daughter doesn't marry that person that they're... But it's not a bizoyan. But there could be something that the person they're marrying is a, like they're embarrassed. It's an embarrassment to the family. As Rav Shechter pointed out, so then that would be a problem. He's saying they never al zed hadin shartamim b'marik the kovar av einu el b'masha nogelo lachilo lechadoma v'masha einu nogelo einu chay v'zeh tam hevi biragro sheini kibitzeski el masha yishlo hana. So he's working first with, if you hold kibbutz is only direct hana, so that's one thing. These are tamim haya nogea nesias isha zul hana so haya mechuyim lisan of lo acheres kol shekin shasol lisan she bizoin av de gra tuva de koi baro makla avivimo. So he says that it's a problem of or makle avivimo if you mevazeh him. Now I do believe that you know certain people want certain shidduchim. So some people feel that their son has to marry a Rosh Hashiva's daughter or something like that. So that's. And because this person says he's a Rosh Hashiva, so he needs to marry his daughter, needs to marry Rosh Hashiva. But I don't think that's a legitimate bizoyan, you know. I don't think that's, you know, bizoyan means something that's really, you know, the family has some reputation that they're chayes kanovim or something. They're, you know, but just because your son doesn't marry a Rosh Hashiva's daughter, you know, even though you're a Rosh Hashiva, I don't know if that's called bizoy. Yeah.
Let's assume we have someone who's the second richest man in Jerusalem, or the top three, and as he happens also to be a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and his daughter decides to marry someone who's a poor Amoritz. So this was usher or not usher? Because you would think the Gemara would say it was usher if it was usher. I'm assuming that you can, from that perspective, was it a bazillion? If that's not a bazillion, then fine. There is no. This is a bazillion.
So well, for Rabbi Yochanan.
For Kabbalah, it was order to marry the Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
Or Akiva at the time.
So you say, where was
the. So what's the header?
What's the header?
Assumingly, there was a header on this. Otherwise, you would think someone would have said something. He might have said something 24 years later.
Right.
They weren't happy.
What?
He wasn't happy.
He wasn't happy if it was Isser.
That's when you assumed it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's usher. If it was usher for her to do, it was usher at the time. It was still always usher. It's bizarre. It's not. If it was usher, then it was usher. It's not a matter of usher. It's only doesn't mean it's not usher. It doesn't mean it's mother or usher.
Yeah. So 1 second. And he says, and then he says over here that you can't be mochel. Kol mochel v'zion yevshal limchol gemoshal kosev b'shultas. V'kol mochel rotsu b'yishuzu v'nechshav the mitzvah v'hayinu k'molim. Yeah. Imkein yesh b'dovet nidin aver limchos al ben shalo yisayinu. Like that's what the Marik says. So he just gives you like Rav Shechter put out, he gives you the framework that if it's a bizayon, then that's the one area. But it has to be realistic of what's called a bizayon. Everyone. You know, if you know, so some people feel that the child has to marry, you know, into a rich family, or at least the father-in-law, the mechutin, should at least be a doctor, or, you know, or something, you know. So I don't think this qualifies as. In other words, if a person has the expectation of who the family has to be, you know, they feel I'm. You know, we're on a high level of society, and there's people there from the. So I don't know. That's not legitimate. It's legitimate if there's something that's very embarrassing. You know.
Shimshon was upset. We don't see a specific time of. We had a time about him because of who he married from Matthias, but it doesn't seem like the Chazal have a very big, strong issue the fact that he's an Atzara parent.
Right. No, so you're arguing with the Netziv, basically.
I like it. There's a lot of.
Okay, you're arguing with the Netziv. That's fine. Let's just call a spade a spade. You're Teleki, so you can, you know, you have what to say. I think we should collect all your shitas.
What's a halakha
bizayon? What do you think? What? I can't hear you.
A real denial, not a guy
Rosh Hashanah's daughter to marry a guy who's in the murder. That's
what?
So maybe that's probably a community that you're
saying. Yeah.
For our community,
so that's why I think you need a Rav who knows the situation, understands the, you know. You know, to understand what's called, you know, like, that's why this person took me to a Din Torah, because he didn't think his son should be marrying this particular young lady. And I thought it was fine. And,
sort of
what? And the Dayan, yeah, and the Dayan agreed with me. And Baruch Hashem. Live happy ever after. But, yeah, so he took me to a Din Torah because he felt I was wrong for thinking it was a good shidduch.
Maybe.
Depends to what degree. That's why it has to be very specific, you know, of what, you know. I can't get into too many details because of stories and cases that I've witnessed them, you know. But, you know, but sometimes many cases I've dealt with, the parents were just, you know, weren't acting out of the line. They felt that the father, well, in one case they felt that the girl's father was too bossy or something like that. You know, okay, maybe he is too bossy, but or too whatever, but that's not so that's for the kid to decide that I don't like that, I don't want that. But for a parent to, you know, insist upon it. Look, sometimes parents have, I've seen in life, sometimes parents have a very good thing, and sometimes they're off. It works both ways. And, you know, and questions happen. But that's the general rule, that the Barik says that you don't have to listen for Shidduchim, and the Chazanish says because Shidduchim, for them to express an opinion, you can express an opinion, but to make it a mandate on you, that's out of line. Unless it's a bizayon. Take a look at the Tzitz Eliezer now on page 9. Now the Tzitz Eliezer is going to argue with an Etziv, like our good friend here. So you're in good company. So he quotes an Etziv, and then he says, the second arrow on the left, on the right. Ve'eftach b'mah shesiyem v'omer mechilas kvot terosho shal gon an Etziv v'divei marik muchuk to lo kedvar ve'ala d'chol she'ein isra o'chasha she'isra b'risi ha'ben z'o she'b'sono ein ha'ben mechuyo d'shmo me'achasho shal av lo shomim nimuk shal bizoyim. He says no, he thinks it's not true. As long as halachically she is a halakhically person that she's allowed to marry, she's not a kohen with a grusha, she's not an eishes ish, she's not a, you know, mamzeres, she's not a, even though it's not something that the family is happy with, you know. As long as halacha, it's a halachic shidduch, he feels there's no halachic grounds for him not to go through with the shidduch against the netziv. One second.
And then he quotes the Chazanish because it's not in the father's jurisdiction. And then he says, except Meir ben Chayv b'chiv is that Kibosh Eino Chayv li teimatn Toros lovim neisha av chomim v'chafotzov kibay b'zoyen gam ken leka b'zoyen ki im shamur chazal kovim b'zoyen kigonim kukolim v'aseha v'yatsa la shemra. O shachosu himiva v'chadome o shirotsu lisa basa ma'aretz is there shall of Amru Shane Shekets and Shoshem Sheretz. So he tied it to certain things that that post can bring down, he thinks. Maybe I don't know what this would apply, but you know, like to marry a bas for your daughter to marry Bas Amoritz. So Tzus Eliezer says that Tak is a Taina, because the Gemara says that Shehein Sheketz Mishoseim Sheretz V'Amoseim Omer Orem Shochevim Kol Behema. But I think you have to, from his manner there, you have to say what the Chazanish said, and this is very important. You saw it. The Chazanish says, I like this Chazanish. That a girl can be a bas talmud chacham even though her father's not a talmud chacham. That's a big yisod. Because a bas talmud chacham means a certain girl with a certain, you know, chashivas haTorah in a certain way, a certain type of person. So even though her father's not a talmud chacham, but she's a bas talmud chacham. I don't know if that's what, you know. You see, I think in Bizman Chazal you didn't have that so much. Yeah, whereas if the father was an Amoritz, the girl was a Bas Amoritz, because she's not going to get it from her. See, today we have a school system, and you have other avenues to get things other than the family. So you have a girl who comes from a family that doesn't have Torah values at all, but she can have it. We see this all the time. I mean, Moshe was making on marrying a bas nida. That was marrying a girl whose parents didn't keep taras hamishpacha. Because he says that bas nida, certain midos, but you see this girl doesn't have those bad midos. So it must be that maybe she's not a bas nida. That maybe the mother goes swimming sometimes and, you know, went into the ocean and something like that. Yes, Rabbi Talki.
So back to my case, where you had a Tamaharet who married Bas Tamachacham. So that would have been a Bizayon, according to the Amtonach Green. I'm still in the one case, the most classic case of the.
You're bothered with Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, and this is no good according to. This is a problem for Rabbi Akiva, so.
Right. So you say Rabbi Akiva didn't consult the Tzitz Eliezer, or he didn't consult the Tzitz. Here's Rabbi Akiva.
We have an Amoritz Rabbi Akiva marrying the Bas Hamachacham.
So basically, you want to just say that we should just be.
I'm not convinced on that. I think even if it's halakhically impermissible, it's not a violation of it's a separate issue or of whatever the issue is. I'm not sure.
No, you're saying that. In other words, if a fellow's marrying a girl that halakhically is not allowed to marry,
so
you violate that issue, but you don't violate Kibbut Aveim also.
I think the fact that Esau is considered the pinnacle example of Kibbut Aveim by Chazal, when he happened to be
married to Bosma,
and of course it's Agmas Nefesh, the both parents, is a raya, another raya against this shape. There are a lot of rights. I'm looking for the right in Chazal that goes against this. I'm seeing too many rights.
Okay, Rabbi Talki, you're tough to argue with. You're tough to argue with. Okay? I hear what you're saying.
Still has his mother that we insert for him to marry at certain times, certain times.
Because he thinks, since Eliezer thinks that the Netziv was broadening, he also agrees with Netziv that the Bizayin, but he says Bizayin is limited to what Chazal called the Bizayin. In other words, just because you think this is a Bizayin, and it's not the Bizayin that Chazal mentioned of, you know, Bas Tam Chacham or something like that, then. Okay, let's move on to the Rashba now. We move back in time. So says the Rashba on page 10, Reuven shidduch es bito l'Shimon. So they made a shidduch, Reuven's daughter to Shimon. The kavuz ran l'misuin, and they made a time for the day, a wedding date. And tzchaygu zel lezeh b'sach yaduah b'chov gomor. They made a monetary agreement. In the meantime, they had the shidduch with his boy, and then they see that he's not such a great guy. In this parsim. The Mesachik Bekuvia. He's a gambler. He goes to Atlantic City too often. Ve'ein lo umnus elahu. And he doesn't have enough job. Basically, he goes to Atlantic City every Sunday to make money. And he doesn't even have a job. Mesachik es begodov. You know what's Mesachik es begodov? So when the wedding day came, he said, "Here I am, I'm ready to get married." The Lo Ratza. They didn't do the kedushin, just the agreement, because they made tanoim, you back out, you lose the money that you committed to go through with the wedding. That's why they point out in Bizman Hazeh we do Tanoim. It's a joke. You're making a kid to go through with the wedding. Well, of course, you're going through with the wedding. But like the Shem pointed out, it's an opportunity to give the Rambam for that. Okay. Three. Yeah,
the
mother breaks the
plate.
So I'm very into the Tanoim. The Ramosha
Tanoim.
The Ramosha Tanoim, which just says, it would be like Bnei Torah. The old Tanoim was at the time of the engagement, you have a legal contract that if you're going to back out from the wedding, then you have to pay such and such. So that's what happened over here. Now, the girl's side is backing out because they feel that the chassan is a gambler and he doesn't have a job and he's not responsible and he's whatever. But the man, you know what he says? Tav l'meis of tantu. Shafil Kane, he will the Isha wrote to Beholdahu. Shalom Ruella Baal Polipus, Vachadera. I'm not a Mukashin. No. No, they wanted, he wants to back out. So the question is, should she say she doesn't want and lose the money or not? So the father says, but you see Kofar for Baal Polyplus and Mukashkin, and the father of Tainas of the girl, this is worse. This is worse than being a Kupus.
So
you're
her to get
no. So, the question is, does she have a right to back out and she loses her money or she doesn't lose her money?
She can do whatever she wants with
her money. No. They put money that if they'll back out, they're going to... So could she back out and say, I had a... In other words, maybe the concept of losing the money...
Yeah,
she wants her money back too.
Here, the Mecca Post argument is much different from where we were previous year.
Now,
this is
actually Mecca Thoth. This is literally Mecca Thoth. So he says, Establish Adin in Avi Habas. Avi Habas. That she has a right to back out. And then what? Then they won't lose the money. And this, take a look at the quote of Shulchan Aruch. On page 12, Shulchan Aruch says, Nishma lo says bito leploni liishu lezman ploni b'toch hazman kilkel ha-meshudach. Maasav Potter Hala Mishvuaso. Wadinim Himira Achosa Mishudach. And the Rosh says, I mean, right, they didn't know. I mean, he's quoting the Rashba's case. So it could be he was Mekulko from before, but they, I guess, B'tochas Man Kilkel means they became known to them. Is that what it means? Right, it's just sitting there, right. And then there's a Truvas Harash here on page 13. Reuven Shinech Bito Leben Shimon Recovers Man Liam Chupa. And then it comes down. The kol she gives menachupa yotzabas Reuven achos hamishudeches menachlal the kofar beikar. What the kala's sister? The kala's sister. Went off the derech. Kala's sister. The Kala's sister. So Bishvil becomes a Lorotza Shimon Shiachdis Benoas Mashuda. So he didn't want the. We can't marry into this family now. Because the system went off. He died. Tshuva, Yerash Adinim Shimon. So the Rosh Paskins. The Spirit comes along and says, Shimon Shechdin. That he has a right. He has a right. Yerash Adinim Shimon. Dafa Pishal Pirish Shum Tanai. Even though they didn't make it Tanai. Came Shaunus because they Ira Anan Sadi Shima Yerder Shadov is a Osi Lassos. Lo Yamishadech Beno Lubito. Ave Kiilu Hisna Mikora. Shas Maisa. I don't know if it's Kiddushay Tos. Shidduch! Shidduchay Tos! Oh, you like that one? Shidduchay Tos! Not Kiddushay Tos, but Shidduchay Tos. And that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Who didn't mean Mira Achos and Meshuzah? So those are considered valid reasons, not, again, you know, every society has to, you know, judge it, you know, like in our society today, you know, it depends, like in certain circles, you know, before they let their kids go out on a date, they check every sibling, you know, they have to call up the first grade teacher of, you know, every, you know, certain circles, you know, it's, so for those circles, that's the way they do it. For other circles, they're more laid back, so it's you know, it gets, so it's hard to, you know, extrapolate for, you know, I think every, has to be done in the community that we're dealing with the people we're dealing with, what's considered, you know, and that's this broader topic of what's considered bizarre and what's not considered bizarre. Because in a lot of communities, yeah, there's somebody in the family who is not from. This happens all the time. You know, so you don't say, oh, so it's... Yeah. So people, you know, could chill about it in certain communities. Certain communities... and certain communities also, I'll say like this, that if there's a child that in the community, in the family, that's special needs, in certain communities they hide it because, you know, it's already, what are people going to do for, you know, they don't even, you know, in other communities they're more okay, they have a special needs code, so, you know, okay, they don't have to hide it, it's okay, you know. Yeah, but I can't say half the things because the floor is on, but you know people don't even, you know. You know, so I feel every situation has to be dealt with in, you know, and if there's a question between a parent and a child, you know, about a shidduch, you have to go to a rav that is a bal halacha, but also, you know, understands the people that he's dealing with. And then because, again, sometimes a person can be a bal halacha, but doesn't understand people, you know. Or doesn't understand these people, or people in general, or not alone this people. You need somebody who knows, understands the people, understands the situation, understands that community. You know, maybe what's considered, you know, a bizayon, or, you know, in the time of the Rosh or the Rashba, or, you know, the Siv, wouldn't necessarily be the same. In... Let's look at Rav Sternbuch now. Rav Sternbuch, page 17. Aviv Molche B'Shidduch B'No in Tzorch L'Shmo B'Kol Aviv. So he quotes the Ramah, the Marik, we all know that, right? Meshiv Dover, then he quotes the Meshiv Dover, right? We all know the Meshiv Dover that we just did. So then he says U'Menidon, on page 17, U'Menidon Shalafaneinu Aviyah Yehudi Kosher. I guess the question was the man was a firm man, Lak Lo Tam L'Chacham. Aviv Tohen, she's a bizayon. It's a bizayon that my daughter shouldn't marry a Talmud Chacham's מסתבר שבכי גב לא מסכוון הנציב שחייב לשמוע לאוויר דאף שאילו כובד מכל מוכר אם זה ביזוי הוא לא יצנוע ועד הישראג על אוויר לבסוף ינה מהשדך He says, "Omnam kana after omed betokef shalo yisaena." You know, sometimes the father, you know, in the case that I was brought to in Torah, so I went also to two other rabbanim. You know, one rav was a Rosh Shiva, not in the YU world, more from the right world. And I went over to this Rosh Hashiva. I mean, he already had spoken to him, but then I saw this Rosh Hashiva at a wedding, and he says, you know, sometimes the parents do in their children. And then this Rosh Hashiva told this Talmud of mine, he says, you should marry her. I mean, he told me this. He says, because if you don't marry her, you're not going to marry anybody. Because there was such an emotional connection that they had already. So you're going to just say, well, I think she's a little modern, so therefore, you shouldn't, because a lot of people, they have an emotional connection, and then they break up, and then they don't get over that emotional connection. And if they break up for the wrong reason, you know, because the father has some kepeda that this girl is not, it's a little bit more modern than he would have liked, but she's Jewish, and she keeps shy, like the Dayan said of that case, she's Shomer Shabbos, she's a little bit more. No, that's not a. So that's what he says over here. And he says it's not called Sosa Dvarav because well, let me tell you, Shirak Sosa Dvarav Bechinam over. In other words. So again, he's also, you know, he deals with a lot of Balei Tshuva Shailas of Sternberg. And then Rav Rosna writes here on page 21, and it's interesting, you know, they point out, you know, you gotta realize something with the Marit. You know, people don't know this. Rav Rosna points this out. That the case in the Marit, that the Marik Paskin, that you don't have to listen to your parents, was not such a ay shidduch. There was a problem with the shidduch. What was the problem? He says, on page 18, look in the Marik. So what was the case here? Rishona, yeah, look on the right side. Here, Lama Zatishal on the bottom of page 18. Alodos Ruven Shanish for three lines. Shalo Yisa Isha Mibilti Rishu. So first, he says he's listening to his father. Tam nishma alav kvar mosa modab if neidim vatal shvos of omer shaya yori teleis harv lorach zavur lamokim ploni moinim ingli shavu lal dover zeh. In other words, he made a shvur to his father that he's going to listen.
Why is he going to make a shvur?
Because he wanted his father
anyway, why is it good?
One second. because he wanted his father to go with him to a certain place to get the shidduch, right? But he already said before he took the shvuah, he was moser modah. Moser modah means you say that whatever shvuah I'm taking, I don't really mean it. And then you take the shvuah afterwards. So moser modah means you invalidated it from before. So he only did it because he needed the father to take him to where he needed to go. But if he wouldn't take the shvuah, the father would never have done it. So he took the shvuah. But before he took the shvuah, in front of two edim, he said, "I'm moser modah that I don't mean anything that I'm going to say in the shvuah." One second. So Reuven was Makadish a woman without permission. So Reuven and he was already nechshad to be what? That's the Mishnah in Yevamos, right? What? Chavav? What? Chafei? So there, was that a penuya? What was that? There was, what? Anita, yeah, you want to get it for me? In other words, there's a din, if somebody's neck shot on somebody, that he was Mizana with her, so then he shouldn't marry her because then she's giving credence to the give me a mistake. So it wasn't a case that it was a pashut a phrase with her the cup. Okay. Nitton? Yes. And Nitan ala Shruya. So it was also a case that there was a chashad that he was being mizana with her from before. So it was also wasn't a simple and nonetheless, one of the posts can be points out that here hanitan al ish ish. And then, in other words, if somebody suspects that you were together with an Eishas Ish, so then, and then he was Megarish, huh? Right? So he shouldn't marry her because she's also to him. So there was a chashad that a person was born Eishasish, the Mishnah says. Motziyah mitachas yodol shel ha'ish, haynu mitachas yad ba'ila. So he was Megarish because there was a chashad she was Mizana. And then this guy who they suspected that he was Mizana with now wants to marry her. So he's not supposed to marry her. Because maybe he's also the Baal, also the Boyle. So over here, I don't know, what is he saying over here? Nitzel Nechshav Alalogim. So was the Barik's case also an Eishas Ish, right? So it wasn't just Tam. There was this case. It wasn't just Tam. The father didn't like she was. She was mamish. Like shtickel aveira involved, and yet he still says that the father has no say. Right, someone brings this as a raya, that one of the Sfarim brings this as a raya here. I think Rav Osner here, page 21. Yeah, take a look. Rav Osner points out, people don't realize this Nakuda. People quote the Marik because they know the Ramah quotes it, but they don't realize that this Marik, the famous Marik where the father said it was a case of Mitah. People don't realize that. That's what Rav Osner points out. Marik, Muchach, the High Isha, on page 21, Shadan Allah, High Sub Nadanus, we met him, all the Isha Shish. Fafo Pikin, how you done Marik without Tzedek in my bed? Afal Pikin, the Mistoma comes out, how you mitain us of him, Mimchos, Mimchos, Isha, or so. You know, the father maybe had a good time here. And yet still he says, maybe there's a right to tell a king. Right.
And why
right, maybe it wasn't a complete niton, it was like a, because Achlo Olidei Menalei Mafuchim, Baruch L'mala. Maybe it didn't have all the, in other words, it wasn't a full niton. In other words, there was a chashad, but I think the Gemara has more, you know, specific evidences that you need to, so it wasn't probably the full thing. I think that's what he's saying. Wasn't enough evidence, but it wasn't so kosher either. So the father, you know, it's not so crazy. It wasn't like they're not talking about like a meshugah and a father. And yet, what he still says that he has no business to say an opinion. So that's what the Rav Osler says. Whenever these issues, he tries to stall and see if it. Ani machmitz adin mamtin, maybe the son will listen to the father, you know, maybe it'll work out. And if not, you know, imutar to cover the mishpacha of Isha din and ben. So then he said, "Chol pam shabal sheil chazus l'fan ani machmitz hadin u'mamtin ulai yira haben titzkas av imutar to cover the mishpacha of Isha din and ben." The main psul meikar hadin. So he says, "There's no psul meikar hadin." It's really right, but he, you know, he tries to stall it off to see if it could work out. And, but I think what's fascinating is that people don't realize, because the people don't just know that one line from the Ramah, that it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like the case that I was telling you, that the father thought she wasn't, you know, from another, whatever. This was a real case that she was, you know, this girl was, you know, might have been Mazana with, you know, with him before, and the Shiloh of Eishes Ish, and being Mazana with Eishes Ish, now he's going to marry the girl he was Mazana with, maybe, which might be Osir. I mean, certainly if he was Mazana, it's definitely Osir, but so the father, and yet Nafal Pekin, I guess it didn't fully meet the criteria of the evidence that you need to prove that he was Mazana. But Nafal Pekin, so, you know, so I think that's just an important nekuda. So these poskim have this idea of not being mevazeh, the father, the parents, and we saw the Rishonim, Achronim, this idea, and then, you know, look, in the end of the day, you know, you have to have some seichel here also, but I'm just trying to show you some of the makoros on this matter. Okay, well, down mincha now in 2 minutes, and there's